So now it's time for you to create your own metaphors. Now, the great thing about transformational metaphors is that you can use them absolutely anywhere. If you think about it, we spend our entire life telling each other stories, even if it's just the story of, guess what I did today? So the application area for transformational metaphors is absolutely everywhere. You can use it with your kids, with your partner, with your family, with your friends, with clients, with students, with the people who you work with, absolutely anybody. So let's do an exercise. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need a group of two, at least two of you, and each of you come up with a particular presenting problem. So the practitioner would take the client through the process on page 38. Then, as the practitioner, you'd leave the client alone for a while, go somewhere else, and work around crafting the transformational metaphor. Once you've done it, then go back and deliver it to the client and watch to see what impact it has on the client. Now, here's a little thing about transformational metaphors. There's no way for you to know categorically that a metaphor is going to work before you deliver it. The only way to test a metaphor is to test it with the unconscious mind and the neurology of the client. So if you're one of those people that has to get it right first time with transformational metaphors, you're just going to have to give that up. You're going to have to go with what you've got and be congruent about it and act with certainty about it, knowing it's the best metaphor and the metaphor that's really going to work, even though you know that it might not. So craft a metaphor, go with it, test it out in the client's neurology with the client's unconscious mind. If you don't get the result you want, fine, go off and create another metaphor and keep doing it until you get a metaphor that will work. Then once you've done it one way, your client can give you some feedback about your metaphor, and then you can swap round and do the exercise the other way. I think that'll probably take you around about 20 minutes apiece. Remembering that the metaphor doesn't need to be a long metaphor. I've had great results, and I've had students who've got phenomenal results with a metaphor that's been no more than a matter of minutes. Okay, go off and do it now.